Ice house. Mostly it's their feet I remember. Shaggy hooves the size of pies, stomping through the snow, their breath forming in white clouds as they pulled the wooden sled through the frozen tracks of ice. It was January, cold as a knife's edge. Winter had come again, barreling down from the north, dragging behind it the Arctic winds, throttling the lake in its icy grip. I imagine it was 5 a.m. when my grandfather rose from his warm bed, stoked the embers in the pot-bellied stove, pulled on his boots and trekked from house to barn, his body heavy with layers of fur and wool. It was 10 below, time to loop feed bags over the workhorses' necks, strap them to harness, give the reins a flick, trudge to the bay to unload saws and tongs, and cut long scars into the lake's icy bed. Whatever you do in this life, however difficult your quest, your bones aching from the effort, your heart weary of the task, remember the icemen, the creak of their sleds as they went slogging out into the immeasurable cold, their voices rising under the moon's thin light, to pile the heavy blocks of ice, shroud them in sawdust, wrap them in stillness, and bury them deep in their dark stone caves.